Author's note. The story of how this book came together begins with a different project that shares the same name, ESPN Films Basketball, A Love Story, directed by Dan Clores. At the heart of both projects is a landmark feat of basketball reporting, 165 in-depth interviews conducted between 2014 and 2017 by Dan and a number of renowned sports journalists, with a collection of basketball luminaries that ranged from Bill Russell and Oscar Robertson to Cheryl Miller and Mike Krzyzewski to LeBron James and Dirk Nowitzki. Together, these interviews resemble something like the Dead Sea Scrolls of basketball, containing 70 years of collected wisdom from the NBA, the women's game, college hoops, and international competition, and bound together by the overarching theme of the love of the game. In early 2016, while working to complete the film, Dan enlisted Jackie McMullen and Rafe Bartholomew to produce a book using the same cache of interviews. After reading through thousands of pages of interview transcripts, Jackie and Rafe began the difficult process of deciding what to include in this volume. The transcripts contained enough poignant, powerful, and revealing anecdotes to fill a book three times the size of this final version. But given the amount of space permitted, the authors did their best to represent the major events, movements, and dynasties in basketball history, from the 1930s through the present. The book is presented in oral history style, allowing the voices of the athletes, coaches, executives, and journalists who helped build basketball into a global game to speak for themselves, and only interjecting with the author's prose to provide context. The interviews have been condensed and edited for clarity, but the authors have made every effort to preserve the sources' conversational and sometimes informal voices. Because the original interviews were not conducted with the intention of creating an oral history book, it would be improper to call basketball a love story, an oral history in the strict sense of the form. Likewise, it would be incorrect to describe this book as anything close to a definitive history of the sport. There is so, so much more. We are thankful for the opportunity to work on this book, thankful to all of those who will read it, and most of all, thankful to all the men and women interviewed whose dreams and sacrifices have made basketball what it is today. Jackie McMullen, Rafe Bartholomew, and Dan Clores. First Loves. When James Naismith hung a peach basket in 1891 so his students at the Springfield, Massachusetts YMCA could play the first game of basketball, he couldn't possibly have known the millions of lives the sport would touch, that it would become the basis of a professional league worth billions of dollars, or that it would join soccer as one of the world's true global games. And the connective tissue that binds everyone who's ever devoted a part of his or her life to the sport of basketball, spanning generations and continents, is the love of the game.
Irvin Magic Johnson, president of basketball operations, Los Angeles Lakers, three-time NBA MVP. I fell in love with basketball watching games with my dad in the living room. I was 3 or 4 years old, him cheering for the Philadelphia 76ers. Wilt Chamberlain was his favorite player. I would go out and practice Wilt's ugly finger roll and try to be the Big Dipper. And ever since that moment, I just had to have a ball in my hand. LeBron James, four-time NBA MVP. When I was 4 or 5 years old, I started playing on a crate. We cut the bottom out, nailed it to the light pole, me and my friends. No backboard. So every shot had to go straight in or you didn't make it. And I remember that joy, playing on the street, cars interrupting our game, the ball going into the woods. Playing basketball, it did something to me. Kobe Bryant, shooting guard, Los Angeles Lakers, 2008 NBA MVP. I have a basketball family. My father played in the NBA. My uncle played in the NBA. My grandma played. My sisters played. Cousins played. And so when I picked the ball up, I literally could not stop. I was instantly attracted, almost like I was born to play. Kevin Durant, 2014 NBA MVP. My mom took me to a rec center and I walked into the gym and it was like the gates of heaven opened up. I just jumped.